Greetings and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets. My name is Andrew Duthie, aka the Dev Hammer, and in this Dev Nugget, I'm going to show you some cool things that you can do with Internet Explorer 9. So currently I'm running the Internet Explorer 9 beta, which was released a few weeks ago, and right now I've got my blog up here, so if you ever want to reach me via my blog, you can go to blogs.msdn.com/gduthie, I'm going to go ahead and go over to my Community Megaphone site. So I'm going to go to www.communitymegaphone.com, helpfully in my history. Hit enter. And so here's Community Megaphone. So that for those of you who haven't seen it, this is a site that I run that helps you to find and get out information about local developer events. So you can see events close to you. You can put in your zip code and give it some miles that you want to look. So if I wanted to say, 20190, that's our Reston office, and let's see, 100 miles within, I can click submit, and it'll pull back those events that are coming up close to me. So I've got some DC area events. All right, so looking at that, what I wanted to do was make this site light up a little bit on Windows 7, for folks who are running IE9 in Windows 7. So one of the things that I've got here is I've got my fave icon in the taskbar here, and note that when I hover over it, it says drag to the taskbar to pin the site. So I'm going to click on this, drag it down here to the taskbar, and pin it to the taskbar, and I get a nice big icon. And this is because one of the things that I did to make this work really well on Windows 7 was I'm using a multi-resolution fave icon. So actually, icon files, I found out in the process of doing this, can actually hold multiple bitmaps of your icon. So I've got one that has, I think, a 16 by 16, a 24 by 24, 32 by 32, and I think that may be it, but you can go as high as like 64 by 64. So you can get some really high resolution icons going to make your icon look really beautiful when it's pinned to the site. But just having the icon pinned to the site, one of the things you'll notice here is this: it reopened the window, and I've got a couple of things that you get absolutely for free. If you've got a fave icon, it'll pick that up for the title bar here. It'll also pick up a highlight color from your site in the buttons, and you can actually specify which color you want to use, but by default it will just pick one of the colors, and it seems to have picked up on the tab color here. So automatically my forward and back buttons get customized for my site. The other thing that's neat about pinned sites is that once I close this window, I can easily get back to this site simply by clicking on the icon on the taskbar. I don't have to go into IE and enter the address. So for sites that your users use frequently, this is a quick way of getting back to the site. One of the things that I wanted to add as an enhancement, however, is the ability for certain tasks to be very easily available from this pinned site shortcut. So if I right-click this, you can see that I've got this list of tasks. So I've got Add Event, which links to the Add Event page on Community Megaphone, Podcast, which links to the Community Megaphone podcast site, Twitter, which links to the Twitter account for Community Megaphone, and then a link to my DevHammer blog. So all of these things are things that I added custom to my site so that folks would actually be able to get to those easily. Now if I right-click on the page here and select View Source, I'll show you exactly how I got that done. So if I open this up and we take a look, here's a comment that says, here's where this is starting. So basically what I've got is one link for the favicon. So it's basically pointing to favicon.ico, and it's of type image/xicon, right? That's pretty standard stuff. And then there's this series of meta tags. Okay, and these meta tags are what create the magic of those shortcuts. So I've got one that's for my application name, and it's just the content of that is Community Megaphone. And we'll see here that shows up in my icon there. And then these other meta tags are of the name is MS Application Task, and the content includes the name of the task. First one here is Add Event. The action URI, which is basically when the user clicks it, where do they go? So in this case, it's to communitymegaphone.com/addevent.aspx. And then the icon URI, which is pointing to, in this case, again, the favicon on communitymegaphone.com. So I've got four of these MS application task meta tags. Each one corresponds to one of my tasks. So that's kind of cool. So if I just click the podcast link, I get taken directly to the Community Megaphone podcast, where you can see the most recent episode of the Community Megaphone podcast. So again, going back to the source, let's take a look here. So basically, I've got these four tasks. Now, one of the things that's important to note here is because we're using meta tags here, any browser that doesn't understand the MS application task meta tag will just ignore these. So there's no impact on other browsers by doing this. It's just strictly an enhancement that you can add to kind of spice up or make your site light up more on Windows 7 with IE9. One other thing that you can do here is not just on the taskbar, but I can also pin this to my start menu. So if I pull this up here and drop it here, you'll see I get that nice icon again. And again, I've got an expansion that allows me to get to these tasks. So whether I want this on my taskbar or whether I want it on my start menu, either way I get those features that light up and give me those extra tasks. There are also some JavaScript APIs that you can call to provide things like media control. So as a future enhancement, I might actually allow people to play and pause and fast forward through the most recent Community Megaphone podcast episode. But the tasks are a good start, and I'll work on some more in a future episode. Thanks for watching.